Good day, everyone. This is Paige Estrittori, your host for Financial Services Online, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap this Wednesday, July 2nd, 2025. Let's jump right into the most relevant happenings in the industry. We begin today with the strategic changes at Clearview. In line with their upgrades to standards, Clearview has appointed Peter Tulaca as the new head of underwriting, effective since June 30th. Tulaca, who boasts two decades of industry expertise, is recognized for his prominent roles at Zurich and RGA Australia. His new mandate is to head up Clearview's overhauled processes and partnerships. Clearview has recently introduced new frameworks in their medical underwriting, aiming to extend clarity towards advisors while simplifying medical prerequisites for coverage sums under $2 million. The insurer has now implemented a tiered structure, which specifically arranges requirements based on age and benefit. Furthermore, as of June 5th, trauma definitions in Clearview's ClearChoice and Life Solutions products have seen revisions, particularly in areas concerning cancer, angioplasty, and a newly introduced assessment for head trauma. This revamp aligns with national initiatives and nurtures growth within the organization. Next up, we bring you some relevant decisions made by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, involving home business and insurance fraud. Earlier this week, AFCA announced a ruling in favor of a policyholder who faced rejection of her theft claim by IAG, her insurance provider. The insurer had disputed the claim, arguing misrepresentation in the claimant's appropriation of her property use. However, AFCA found IAG's evidence insufficient, stating explicit evidence must be at hand to infer business activity. This ruling underscores the sophistication involved in parsing insurance claims linked to disclosures of home businesses and establishing the conditions under which claims can be upheld. In another significant ruling, AFCA bolstered the insurance institution's fight against fraud. The dispute involved an insured motorist who claimed a crash was caused by a possum. However, after substantial inconsistencies were detected, Hay upheld Rack Insurance's denial of the claim. This verdict reinforces the importance of honesty in insurance transactions and the rigorous verification mechanisms the insurance industry uses to strike a fair balance for consumers. And with those highlights, we wrap up our Financial Services Online Weekly Insurance News Wrap. To learn more about personal and business insurance, visit us over at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrittori. Thank you for tuning in, and we will be back with more news for you next week.